Chapter 4 Attack of the Mouse Army. Marie was scared. She looked at the clock. It wasn't the clock's face she saw, it was Uncle's.
The Mouse King is coming,
warned the clock in Uncle's voice. The clock struck midnight, and magic swept over the room. Marie felt herself shrinking. She was the same size as the Nutcracker now. She looked again into his kind green eyes. His eyes were even kinder than before. Marie felt the Nutcracker catch her as she fainted. His arms were soft. The Nutcracker was, once again, a young man. Marie awoke in the Nutcracker's arms. She looked up at his face, but he did not look back. He seemed to be looking at something. Marie turned to see what he was looking at. Mice stood at attention in rows. They wore old uniforms and were armed with silver toothpicks, tiny forks, and sewing needles. A large mouse wearing a crown walked through the ranks of his soldiers. Marie knew this was the Mouse King.
"I found you at last," said the Mouse King. "Now we will end this."
Fritz's toy soldiers joined the battle. They fought bravely, but the army of mice was stronger. It looked as if the battle would be lost. The Mouse King and the Nutcracker were fighting each other. Suddenly, the Nutcracker tripped. The Mouse King leaped on him. Marie took off her slipper and threw it at the Mouse King, hitting him in the face. Surprised, the Mouse King stopped. Then Marie felt a sharp pain on her arm. One of the mouse soldiers had bitten her.